branches of Islam unite under the Quran and base their teachings on the Holy Book. But the way these teachings are organized and interpreted differ from one branch to another. In Sunni Islam, the interpreter and religious authority in society is called a mufti. In Shia Islam, that authority is called a marja, or more commonly, a grand ayatollah. The difference between these two is their role in society. A Sunni mufti is a scholar who has studied all Islamic schools of thought and is qualified to answer questions regarding all various teachings of Islam. But a Shia marja is a scholar familiar with the foundations of Islamic beliefs, with the knowledge to issue an Islamic law based on that information. The marja has an active role as a religious reference that moves with the times. He has the authority to make a legal decision based on Islamic beliefs that address an issue brought about by changes and developments in human society. The first step to becoming a marja is to be a mujtahid, a specialist in extracting Islamic laws from various sources. In this segment, we will be looking more closely at the role of the marja in Shia Islam. And to do that, we went to the holy city of Qom. According to Shia beliefs, the Prophet appointed Imam Ali as his successor to guide his followers after his death. After Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Imams that followed him were also given the responsibility of preserving Islamic teachings and communicating them to the people. For Shia Muslims, it is obligatory to have someone to refer to on Islamic issues while awaiting the return of the Savior, Imam Mahdi, in other words, to have a marja. Because of this, marjas became the Islamic authority in Shia society. Of course, different marjas may have different opinions on various issues. The differences are minor and none of them violate the laws stated in the Quran, but each person chooses their marja based on the accuracy of the views and opinions expressed by them. When a marja chooses his field of study, he takes on a lifelong mission, a mission with great responsibility.
The word marja is from the root raja'a, means to refer. Therefore, marja means the reference. A person to whom people refer for their religious needs and the questions they have to determine their responsibility in different areas of life.
So the road to becoming a mujtahid is not an easy one, but what are the levels an Islamic scholar must pass to get to a point where he is considered worthy of the title of marja and trusted enough to pass laws by which his followers will abide? One difference between studying in a conventional education system and a hawze or seminary, a university for Islamic scholars, is in how a pupil ascends to higher levels. Ascent is solely knowledge-based. Until a pupil acquires the necessary understanding, he cannot enter the next level.
At the first level, students usually study Arabic literature because the main source for Islamic studies is Quran and Hadith, and since the Islamic language for Islamic sources is Arabic, so Islamic scholar must be familiar deeply with Arabic literature. They study different branches of Arabic literature like Sarf, Nahf, Arabic grammar, and other related disciplines. Beside Arabic, they study traditional logic, because in the process of ijtihad, argumentation and reasoning, rational thinking is one of the requirements of ijtihad. And for argumentation and rational thinking and reasoning, we need logic and laws of logic. Therefore, all students study logic.
After that, he begins to study fiqh, which is the Islamic law. And besides fiqh, he will study usul al-fiqh, which is the jurisprudence in some sense, or in some other sense, it is the methodology of fiqh. In this science, he will learn how to reach to a conclusion in a fiqhi procedure research. When he is doing a research, how he will be able to reach to the conclusion. In different levels, he will study fiqh and usul in upper levels.
At the end, there is a practice of learning practically besides a mujtahid himself, who shows the students how to perform ijtihad and how to come up with answers, and they go to details of the discussions and investigations.
From the very first year of study, Islamic scholars learn the skill of debate and spend a portion of their time debating among themselves and analyzing various Islamic issues.
When somebody comes to Hawza, even in the first level, they will teach him that there are different ideas, even about simple issues such as Arabic. And therefore he learns that there are different ideas, and you should choose one of them, and therefore you should be able to judge about them. How you reach to this ability to judge about different opinions? First of all, you should try to study well. Second, you should think about the issue. Third, you should discuss it with the others. And therefore, someone who is studying in Hawza, besides participating in classes, he refers to different books, and he tries to think about the issue, and he do some special discussions with his colleagues that they are also participating in the same classes.
To find out more about the definition of the word mujtahid, we spoke to Islamic scholar Saqa Biriya.
Mujtahid means a person who has done his best, who has studied hard and actually struggled, because jahada means to struggle, to work hard. Mujtahid means a hard-working person. And this is a terminology referring to the difficult phases of reaching to that level. It means you need to work years and years to reach to that level. The expression of mujtahid means a person who is able to investigate and to study as an expert the religious documents and come to the answer to questions.
But mujtahids themselves are of different levels of qualification. Not all mujtahids can pass laws on every issue.
Someone is able to answer just simple questions, and someone is able to answer to sophisticated questions. He is in higher level. Someone is able to answer questions in some special areas, for example, about the salah, prayer, or about fasting, or about economical issues. And someone else is able to answer to all the questions in different areas.